Well, it is pleasing to see that we've had a positive like-for-like in December on sales, although it is marginal, but it is the first positive that we've had for 6 years for December. However, the concern is that it is on the back of quite deep and wide discounting for December. And the real test is whether really the consumer has done their bargain hunting and bought their goods, which would have normally been purchases in January, and just brought forward sales from January into December.
So really, we shouldn't be looking at these figures as being completely good news for the start of the decade in 2020, but more of a balance on what we saw for Black Friday and also the Boxing Day sales.
I think that's right. And I think, you know, Black Friday sales continued into December, and with retailers with higher stock than they expected, we did see deeper discounting. So I think it's difficult to read too much into these figures alone. I would also add that often, you know, we hear about the like for likes, and these are just top line figures, but the real story will come when retailers are issuing their actual profit statements and showing what the discounts have had as an impact on their actual profit performances, which won't come until later this year.
And that's a very important point that you mentioned there about the discounting, because they've got their margins, they've got their overheads, particularly if they are bricks and mortar retailers as well. So that's going to be eating into what they can make as profit to help pay towards those overheads they have. But we as consumers get a better deal out of it.
That's right. And as we know, retailers have been suffering from tighter margins. So any further impact eroding that margin is going to have a bigger impact on them. And it's not just bricks and mortar, actually. It's also online as well. And once we see the level of returns coming back from Christmas gifts, etc., that will also have an impact on margins again.
And Sophie, finally, is there any retailers that you've got your eye on there at BDO that we should be looking for good performances, bad performances when they post their results later this month?
There are good performances. I won't name them, but there are good performances in terms of retailers. And we do see that. And very often, you know, those are not coming out in the press as strongly. We're sort of focusing on the more challenges, but there are certainly good performances, and still 4 out of 5 pounds is spent in store. So, you know, there's still lots of spending happening out there. It's about the retailers really focusing on their customers and understanding them to bring to them the products and the services that their customers want.